Grace, mercy, and peace from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. For our text tonight, for our meditation, the very end of the gospel lesson that we just read from Mark chapter 10, beginning at verse 13, and they were bringing children to him that he might touch them, and the disciples rebuked them. But when Jesus saw it, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the children come to me. Do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it." And he took them in his arms and blessed them, laying his hands on them. Like a child! What he said. Whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it. And the truth of this whole lesson is for to such the children of God does the kingdom belong. Jesus himself says it. Now, there's so many folks that believe, you know, the God of the Old Testament was that God that was, you know, fire and brimstone, the law kind of a God, you know. They thought that it's this God of the Old Testament, he's the law God, and we've got to obey, and we've got to know the laws, you know, like these Pharisees in the Gospels. You've got to know the law. That's the God of the Old Testament. But now we're people of the New Testament. And the God of the New Testament, Jesus Christ, grace and peace. What would Jesus do? The gospel, the sweet grace of the gospel. How kind, how compassionate is our Lord Jesus Christ. He's merciful. I mean, even those 5,000 that were gathered, he had compassion on them and he fed them all. Got news for you. Jesus was mad. Jesus was upset, especially in our text tonight. He said he was indignant and said to them, could you imagine how he said it? He said, let the children come to me. Do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. It's not putting it nicely. I don't think it's even a law message. It's a stern way of putting the gospel. Then he says, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it. Have you thought about that? You see, as adults as we are, we're kind of set in our ways. I think many of you, I look around and I see many folks here tonight that are set in their ways. Not so much that you couldn't learn a thing or two, but we're set in our ways that we know a lot of things, don't we? We know right and wrong. We know a little bit of common sense among us, don't we? We know a lot of things. We've experienced quite a bit in our lives. We've had the pain. We've had temptations. And we've had guilt. We've had joy. We've had sorrow. We've experienced a lot. And with all that experience, we know a lot of things. So how can we become like a child and enter the kingdom of God? Jesus is saying tonight, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. This is the truth. This is what our Lord spoke. The kingdom of God is a gift. You ever given a gift to a little infant or to a young, very young child? It's kind of funny. Sometimes you don't even have to put anything in the box. You can give them an empty box, wrap it up, and they have a wonderful time with it because it's a gift. Hey, this is great. But as they get a little older, like 6, 7, or 8, maybe, a gift. I mean, look how excited a child gets before their birthday. How excited does a child get before Christmas shows up? Look at those lists that the kids make for what they're hoping they get on Christmas Day. But then they get surprised and find maybe a gift that surpasses their own. Oh, I can't believe I got this. This is that kind of gift. The gift that our Lord is giving us is a gift beyond our expectations. This gift that Jesus gives is a gift that there's no earthly way we can be worthy of it or we can do anything to affect it coming to us. This gift that Jesus gives us includes little child is when he gets a gift he wasn't expecting. How is he, what was the mindset that this child has when a gift? There's a childlike trust and dependence. A childlike trust and dependence. Our children, when they're very young, they trust us for everything. When our children are infants, I mean, what can an infant do? We have to feed it, we have to clean it. We have to make sure it's sleeping safely. And as they get older, we still have to feed them. I mean, come on, I've got a 30-something-year-old child that still needs to be fed. But this childlike trust and dependence, we have to have this same trait, this same expectation, this same reasoning within us when we look at God and say, another day in your kingdom. And something. Another day in the kingdom of God. When Jesus' disciples rebuked parents who tried to bring their little children to Jesus, he was indignant. But did you notice how easy the access was for the Pharisees to come to be with Jesus? This was another lesson that we had to learn in this here. Because the Pharisees, they had easy access. He said, okay, bring your questions. Come on. Get me with it. I'll handle this. But then when the little children tried to come, the disciples were like pushing them off. You see, the disciples being like you and I, human beings, they were conscious. They were conscious of important people. Jesus is conscience of all people. How foolish when we place our emphasis on the important persons of this world and ignore the little ones who are much more important to the Lord. Those who have that childlike faith and dependence. Oh, and by the way, you're sitting in the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is everywhere. I want to tell you that. And as baptized and redeemed children of God, we dwell in His kingdom. God's kingdom is not gained by human achievement or merit. It must be received as God's gift.